9. All in the name of fun. A Canadian photographer, Brent Lewin, attended the Holi festival in Mathura, India. Holi is an ancient religious Hindu festival which starts with a Holika bonfire on the eve before Holi when people gather, sing, and dance. The following morning is a free-for-all carnival of colors, where everyone plays, chases, and colors each other with dry powder and colored water. Painting the town red.
Of the many festivals in India, Holi, the festival of colors, is the most vibrant and joyous. It is a unique celebration in which India shuts down and people take to the streets to douse each other in colored powder, or gulal, and literally paint the town red. It is also one of the few occasions in India where cultural norms are suspended, all in the name of fun. Distinctions of caste and religion are forgotten.
Tornado of humanity.
The day before the festivities kick off, I'm encouraged to check out a pre-celebration at a temple in nearby Vrindavan. Approaching the Bank Bihari temple in Vrindavan, it looks as though a riot is taking place outside. As I get closer, I realize that the blinding mob of disorder is actually the line to get inside the sanctuary. Entering the perimeter of the temple, I am immediately swept up by the technicolor tornado of humanity that circles the temple. Carried along with the flow of bodies, I am confused and anxious, thinking seriously about survival. Eventually, I am deposited inside the temple, which resembles a giant opera house. On the floor, thousands of hysteric merrymakers jostle for space.
The search for ammunition.
On the morning of Holi, I am briefed by the hotel staff that the festivities will last from 8 a.m. until noon. The streets are quiet at 7 a.m., and I wander around cautiously searching for ammunition. Unusually large syringes, or picaris, are the weapon of choice among Mathura's holy foot soldiers. A street vendor advises that if I will be playing holy from a rooftop, I should invest in a large bucket. I opt for the picari instead and grab a few bags of what I'm assured is number one most best quality magenta gulal. The day is underway, and with each passing minute, Mathura's people are spilling out into the narrow streets. Sometime after 9 o'clock, stereos begin to blare with Hindi music, and it's City of God meets Flashdance.
Psychedelic works of art.
No one is spared. Even the cows and donkeys blossom into psychedelic works of art. I spend the remainder of the morning on a third-story balcony with a family of snipers who share homemade samosas and fresh ammunition with me. By 12 noon, the streets of Mathura are covered with pink flower petals while people, exhausted and intoxicated, slowly retreat to their homes to exchange tales of epic battles with family and friends.